You're listening to the Tennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Hi, everyone. Ed McGrogan here talking with Steve Tigner, who is out at Indian Wells covering the tournament for us. We're going to go over some of the later round matches that are taking place today and tomorrow. We wrap up the men's quarters today. There's also the women's semis, and then the men's semis are finished tomorrow, leading into Sunday, which is two finals back-to-back. And we're going to go over two matches I wanted to talk to you about, Steve, involving players that yesterday got past tough three-set matches, sort of testing matches. Rafael Nadal gets past Ivo Karlovic. Not really a ton. He just had to kind of accept what came to him. And then Maria Sharapova got past a little more self-inflicted test over Peng Shuai. And they're going to face opponents who got essentially free passes into their next match. Caroline Wozniacki gets a retirement after three games. Juan Martino Potro gets even less, gets a walkover in his match. So let's start with Wozniacki and Sharapova. That's the late match tonight. What do you kind of see from this after watching both of them a little bit this week?
Yeah, they played at the U.S. Open last year, and Wozniacki, it was a pretty big match, marquee matchup, and Wozniacki beat her. I thought she played a really good match, a really smart match. She comes to this match, she was a little bit cocky yesterday. She was saying things along the line of, Maria's going to have to overpower me, or she's going to have to stay out here all day. That's how you have to beat me. So I think she's feeling pretty confident, and maybe a little more self-confidence, a little more assurance than usual. Sharapova, she played well enough to win. She played some stretches in the first set especially, and then right at the end of the match that were sort of vintage Sharapova, going for the lines and you know, making her shots, and then in between she had some serving problems, which I guess it's kind of a typical match for her. I don't think she's ever going to not have those serving problems anymore. She just doesn't have total control of her second serve. Even the ones that go in look like they go in a little bit randomly. But she, I think she feels like she's slowly getting better. She's had some trouble transitioning to a new coach. She was with Michael Joyce for so long, and now she's with Thomas Hogstad. It's a very different dynamic. She doesn't know him as well, and I think she's been sort of making the move from one to the other, and maybe that's been a little difficult. They've seemed to have worked it out this week anyway. And she, you know, at her best, she can beat Wozniacki. I would still pick Caroline just on her form over the course of this year and her steadiness. And I think these slow courts will help her. She made the final here last year, and just Maria's just, I still think, a little too erratic to win this match. We'll see. I think of course she'll be really up for it. She said yesterday she was excited to be in the semifinals of Indian Wells, which, you know, maybe 4 years ago you never would have heard Sharapova sound sort of surprised or particularly excited to be in the semis of this tournament. Just because she was always in these situations. But this is a pretty big tournament for her suddenly.
Yeah, I actually am going to go with Wozniacki too on this for a similar reason to what you just mentioned there. This is Wozniacki obviously without a Grand Slam, but she's also without a title of this Indian Wells Miami caliber, which I think you mm-hmm. definitely put as the second tier, and then you get to the titles that she has won. She's won a lot of the other premier events. But this is a tournament that, regardless of what you'd still say about her as not having a slam, this would be a significant step forward, I think. And she's looked, you know, very well so far. And I think when you look at the whole landscape of what's happened this tournament, you have Venus now pulling out of Miami, you have the Serena thing, you have Clijsters, we've sort of some odd comments this week, Zvonareva left early. It's really kind of turned out pretty nicely for Wozniacki, assuming she can, of course, actually finish it off and win the tournament. If that doesn't happen, all bets are off. But it's looking pretty nice for her.
We talk about how she needs to win a slam, but if she didn't have this sort of artificial number one ranking, where, you know, I don't think anyone would say that she's a better player now right now than Clijsters or would be if Serena was playing. If she was, say, ranked number three, you would look at this. Okay, this is the steady progression toward a slam, and we would look for her to win this tournament. Suddenly, since she's number one, everybody talks about her winning Grand Slams. But really, this is the type of tournament that that is sort of the logical next step for her.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what she takes out of it. Today she's going to meet Sharapova today, and then if she would win the final, whoever wins today is going to be, I think, pretty heavy favorite in the final. The bottom mm-hmm. row was really decimated, so it's a huge match today for both players. So the other match I wanted to get into, unless you had any final thoughts on that, is the Nadal-Del Potro match. It's going to take place tomorrow. And a couple years back, Del Potro, when he and Nadal met in Miami, I'm pretty sure it was Miami, not Indian Wells, that was sort of seen as the big breakthrough match for Del Potro. It was before that point where he was still this kind of guy who could do it, but was flattened at the Australian Open by Federer. I think it was like 0-2-0. And he goes on and beats Nadal in Miami, and then goes to the French Open semis, and then goes on his tear that eventually leads to him getting a major win at the U.S. Open. And now Del Potro is, after a year of injury, we're sort of still wondering, I guess, his progress overall. But what we've seen this tournament and throughout this year, Del Potro has, I think, done a little more than what we've expected to, and has kind of already sort of developed back into a threat that he was before. And we have Nadal, of course, coming off this Karlovic match. So let me hear what you think about this match in general, which takes place tomorrow early in the afternoon.
Yeah, Del Potro won their last three times they played. That was 2 years ago, all on hard courts. Like you said, Miami, Montreal, and at the Open. He killed him at the Open, though Nadal was injured for that match. Nadal beat him 2 years ago at Indian Wells, right before Del Potro started that run. I don't think, you know, Nadal will have had 2 days off. He'll play doubles today, but he'll have had 2 days since a singles match with Karlovic, and it's really hard to gauge somebody's form against Karlovic. That's just a unique sort of matchup. I think Nadal actually played well. He said afterwards he did play well. It's just it's kind of a lottery against Karlovic. So just because he barely won that match, I wouldn't take anything out of it on his take away anything about his form from that. But Del Potro's form has been excellent. It's been, like you said, it's been better than we thought. He said after his first round match that everything was perfect physically, and his forehand, you know, everything that hadn't been quite as good was now as good, and since then he's only gotten better. He beat Dolgopolov, and he played well in that match, and then he beat Cole Schreiber in two tiebreakers. I don't think Del Potro played quite as well in that match. It was a very good match. He did come back from 1-6 in the second set tiebreaker, which that's the kind of thing that should give him some confidence just in winning, you know, his ability to win and to come back in that type of situation. So it's a tough matchup. I think, you know, you got to go with Nadal because he's number one, and he's going to want this match. Del Potro, maybe he'll feel like he's gone as far as he needs to go for this tournament. Maybe he'll be a little satisfied. Who knows? When he's ready to compete, he's a great competitor too. So I guess I would take Nadal just on basic ranking form. I don't think there's anything. I think they're both playing pretty well.
You mentioned the doubles, and Nadal in doubles is going to face not your typical doubles opponent, but he's going to face Roger Federer. Federer and Wawrinka team up along with a lot of other big singles players this tournament. They get Nadal and Mark Lopez, who actually won here the year before. Federer gets kind of a rough schedule today. He gets not only just the timing, he's going to play a singles and a doubles, literally back-to-back. He's also going to play doubles with the same guy he's just played, either win or lose, in singles. So they're going to see a lot of each other today. Just a quick stab in the dark. You think Federer goes 2-0 today, 1-1, or 0-2?
I'm going to go 1-1. I think maybe if he didn't have that singles match before, Wawrinka and Federer would probably be favored over Nadal and Lopez. But just that, if he wins that, I think they come out, both of those guys come out tired and with a little less edge, and Nadal and Lopez come out pretty loose. So I'm going to take Federer going 1-1, winning, beating Wawrinka in his singles match. I think this is an important tournament for Federer. He wants to get to Djokovic. He wants to start winning these tournaments again. He killed Wawrinka in Australia. I wouldn't expect that again. Wawrinka was horrible. But still, I'm going to take Federer in that singles.
We will see. So tune in today on tennis.com. Of course, Steve will be writing from the site. And throughout the weekend, of course, we'll have much more from Indian Wells cover, record reactions, previews, etc. So tune back in, and thanks for listening.
You've been enjoying Tennis.com's weekly podcast. Thanks for listening. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.